It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at the Tour Championship, guys. We're going to give you an update on the leaderboard here in just a second. Also, a lineup update for the Braves tonight, who finished this series against the Dodgers. Of course, they won last night, and we're going to talk to Grant here in just a few minutes. But a little bit of a surprise, and I got to ask Grant, I'm not sure why, but Ronald Acuña is not in the lineup, so we'll ask him about that. But, Mike, before we get to that, I want to thank all of our sponsors, guys, for being a part of our Tour Championship coverage. And, of course, it starts with Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisor, Bobby Jones Golf Club and course. Golf to open to everybody and Twin Peaks. Eat, drinks, and scenic views. Here is what it looks like right now. Things are winding down. Some folks leaving the course.
Right.
Scottie Scheffler's still playing. I think he may be on 16 somewhere.
Yeah, he's
going
to be swinging right by us here at the Mick Ultra tent in just a second. Lee is 8-under in the clubhouse. Victor Hovland finished at 6-under. Colin Morikawa, great round for him, finished at 6-under as well. Ludvig Åberg at 5-under. Ryan Fox, British Open winner, finished at 4-under today. And then we've got some guys that are still on the course. Most of the golfers have completed their round today at Eastlake. But what's going on with
Scottie Scheffler?
3-under, coming our way onto 17.
Here he comes.
You got Xander Schauffele. He finished at 3-under today. Matt Fitzpatrick is playing with Scottie. He's still out there. Wyndham Clark struggled early, just 2-under, with some other guys putting up some big numbers. And the players' winner, Cameron Young, at even par, which almost feels like being over par.
It is.
The way guys are putting up some big numbers today at Eastlake. But Minwoo Lee, Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa, Chris Goddard, all there in striking distance.
All right, man. Tomorrow will be interesting. We're back here, by the way, tomorrow at the Michelob Ultra Club. We will be here. Again, it's right off of the 17th fairway. So if you're out here, stop by. We'd love to get a chance to see you. We've met so many cool listeners out here today hanging out with us. And a lot of these guys want to argue and jump in the conversation as well. So that's been a lot That's been a lot of fun. Is Grant ready to go? Okay. All right. We're going to grab him.
Well, we got some surprising news about Ronald Acuña. And the first, my first reaction was, it's not disciplinary, or is it? Because of the stupid shenanigans we talked about in Guy Talk, where he's trying to goad Shohei Ohtani into taking second, and he did, or he's telling him to go back to first. Either way, extra base was awarded right in front of Ronald Acuña, which didn't make a lot of sense.
No.
But that's, I don't think that's Walt Weiss's style.
Yeah, I don't either, Mike. I mean, it's curious, if anything, but I think maybe Walt Weiss says, you know what, we've won this series. This is what I'm hoping. I don't know if this is the situation, but we've won the series. Ronald maybe needs a day off, and I've been giving guys periodic days off, and I'm going to give him a day off, you know, of rest. I just think, well, it's Chris Sale, and it's the Dodgers. I kind of would want Ronald out there, but we'll find out with Grant what he's hearing about this over at the ballpark. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Again, last night was absolutely insane. And, Grant, as we start, you know, this conversation, the irony for Mike and I is you said yesterday to us something very interesting about Sean Murphy. And then he comes in and he has a night. And then what about Kim? Because we've had our struggles with him all season long as a fan base, trying to figure out, do we keep him? Do we want him? Is he worth it? And then he has this moment last night. What did you make of Murphy's 3-for-4, including the solo home run, and then what Kim did?
Yeah, it's just funny the way baseball works out. And every once in a while, maybe the game makes you look smart, maybe smarter than any of us are at any given time. But, yeah, I just had that curiosity when I asked Walt Weiss about just the opportunity to get Sean Murphy going and what that could do for the bottom of the lineup and having him back to catch on a regular basis, how that could help Drake Baldwin out. And he could DH, and that would also help the lineup. So you're really accomplishing a lot of different goals there. And we saw a little bit of a reminder of who Sean Murphy can be. He had a double that got him going early on. He had the home run. He even threw in an infield hit for good measure. So a lot of things were going on for Sean. And there's also some value of him working with a young guy like A.J. Smith-Shawver, helping him navigate through that start as well. But with Ha-Seong Kim, I mean, who called that? Nobody was calling that. You just kind of wondered, and I definitely had wondered, and I've talked about it on the show for a couple of weeks. This is a guy who's come back, but is there a role for him? Is there a path to playing time?
Right.
I mean, you would think that a lot of the benefit of his rehab assignment would kind of have worn off at this point. But, you know, the conversations we were able to have after the game last night with Ha-Seong Kim, with Walt Weiss, with Kim's teammates as well. I mean, the one thing that shines through all of this is that that guy has remained humble and has been nothing but a consummate pro and continuing to work and work and work in the hopes that the game would happen, that it would find him again. And it did. And he said, look, this game has reminded me of, you know, there are a lot of downs in the baseball season, but if I continue to do my work, that I would find my ups again. And he certainly found one last night, a signature victory for the Braves here in 2026. They've taken the season series from the Dodgers, so they own that tiebreaker if that factors into the postseason picture. A lot of good things happened. Hassan Kim, a big part of it. Sean Murphy, a big part of it. And the second straight night of what I would say is a very complete brand of baseball that the Braves have been playing here.
I know you said to us, Murphy just needs more reps, just needs to kind of get into a rhythm. So as you said, that was very prophetic. Kim in the lineup tonight. It just seems like things are starting to click. Do you feel now the pitching's not as big a concern because the bullpen just seems like it's such a strong part of this lineup? And great, by the way, great job by Fuentes. He had to deal with some adversity last night, only gave up that one run with the bases loaded.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the strength of this team very quietly has been the pitching, honestly. I mean, we came out of the trade deadline with plenty of questions. All right, this group has struggled. They needed these reinforcements. Things are going to, you know, how are they going to change if you didn't make a bunch of changes? And really all that happened was that guys started to kind of settle in. Tyler Mahle came over, and he has been terrific. No question about that. You've got Chris Sale. That checks a very big box at the front of the rotation. But the things that have been done by the Bryce Elders and the Martin Perez's and the Grant Holmes here in the second half have also added up. And this bullpen has been very good. And it could get a big-time jolt when you get Robert Suarez back. And he's set to start bullpens the beginning of next week. We saw him throwing again here today. So I do feel like some things have kind of started to click. But you never get really everybody going at one time. Because, yes, Hassan Kim had a big moment last night. Walt Weiss said, I made up my mind before I even left the park last night that I wanted to reward him with the opportunity to get playing time. Talk to Mauricio Dubon. And he had the opportunity to give Ronald Acuna Jr. a breather because, let's be honest, Ronald's been going through it for a while. They need to get him going. So hopefully this slowing the game down a little bit, allowing him to just kind of sit to the side and watch and take some of the pressure off can be one of the things that kind of helps him get re-regulated and get himself going again.
What did you make of Smith-Shawver's start last night?
I thought he was pretty sharp, and this is the biggest challenge that he has faced, you know, at least since his comeback, and certainly one of the toughest lineups that you're going to find. And he was able to get through. He made one mistake with a slider, which is a relatively new pitch for him, by the way, not one he's thrown a lot of with Tommy Edman, and it just snuck out of the ballpark. So I know that that's, you know, one of those things where you can't take that away, but outside of that one mistake, I felt like he was poised. He was commanding pretty well, which is also a challenge for Tommy John guys when they first come back. And he told me last night, he's just like, I'm just kind of, throughout this process, continuing to learn, continuing to stay curious about ways to get better. And that, I think, is the right mindset when you're a guy that's had to go through, yes, a lot of physical rehab, but also mentally get yourself plugged back into the game and come back as the best version of yourself. And I think he's done that.
What was your take on what Ronald was trying to accomplish with Shohei going back to first?
So when I watched it in real time, I saw, I have a TV in front of me, and I also have the actual game from the press box. And my curiosity was, when Shohei stumbled, if Ronald didn't want to throw behind him at first base, obviously when you looked at the replay on television, all it showed was it looked like Ronald was doing that playful little thing of, I'm going to point my glove and you're going to not run and we're going to have a fun little moment, and it blew up in his face.
Yep.
I understand why it looks that way, but when we talked to Walt after the game, he said Ronald wanted to throw behind him at first base when he saw him stumble. Matt Olson wasn't there, and by the time he double-clutched, Shohei Ohtani is a great player. He's also a great base runner. He took advantage of that temporary lapse and was able to get to second, but I wouldn't necessarily use that to just absolutely go after Ronald Acuna Jr. for, you know, a bad play. I think it was just one where he got caught in between, and Shohei Ohtani was able to take advantage.
So no Acuna in the lineup today. It has nothing to do with that, correct?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing to do with that. That didn't even come up.
And what is the deal? What is Walt doing with Acuna here?
Yeah, the big thing for Ronald is we've talked about the trying to get him on track because of what an impact player he can be. One of the things that, you know, we kind of dug into was, like, what are you seeing at the plate from Ronald Acuna Jr. was kind of one of the discussion points with reporters here just a few minutes ago. And Walt said, I'm seeing more chase this year, but I'm not seeing it come with the walks that we're accustomed to seeing, because Ronald is a guy that even when he punches out, you're still going to see him draw his fair share of walks, and those have dried up. It's obviously an issue for the entire team. He's not the only one, but especially since he's come off the IL, he's just continued to struggle with making good, solid, regular contact. And he felt like maybe, as players do, you kind of get guilty of, like, you're speeding the game up on yourself. And I asked about, you know, Ronald and having missed so much time. Is that kind of part of the mentality? And he said, yeah, it absolutely is, because you miss a whole bunch of time, and you come back, and you're thinking subconsciously or otherwise, I got to be the best possible version of myself because I missed a whole bunch of time. I got to be twice as good now. And I can tell you, in most things, including our line of work, typically does not work in your favor.
We got Yamamoto going up against Sale. Well, the Braves, please give him some run support. Give that run support. Sale has been so money.
It would certainly be nice.
I mean, you could argue, I mean, off the top of my head, Grant, I can think of three more games that he should have as a dub.
Yeah, I think that Chris Sale has done everything you could possibly ask from him this year, and his resume bears it out. I mean, I talked about this on From the Diamond over the weekend. He's made 23 starts. The Braves have won 12 of those. He has 9 losses and 2 no decisions. He's pitched well enough to win 21 games at minimum from what I was able to count up. He had one bad start against the Angels, and one start was shortened by rain. Otherwise, you know what you're getting here from a guy who's on his road to the Hall of Fame and continues to remind you why every fifth or sixth day. So you need another one of those performances from Chris Sale and maybe some of this momentum that the Braves have built by knocking off the Brewers in Williamsport and by coming in and taking the first two against the Dodgers will continue the role of getting this team back on the right track heading into September.
Real quick, did this series or the fact that we've won the season series against the Dodgers give you more of a glimmer that we have all the makings? That this can really truly happen, even though we've gone through this doubt, right, and talking about what we felt like this team was missing. I don't know if you felt that way all along, Grant, but I think there are a lot of people after this Dodgers series are like, man, forget the Dodgers. Like, we can play with these guys, and that's obvious through the season series.
Yeah, I think it has, and there's just two different ways to look at this, where you've got the series that you just won against the Dodgers, and then you've got the fact that you've had a good chance to win a series against the Milwaukee Brewers as well. The opportunity to take 2 out of 3 from them, but a pitcher's duel went their way. So I really think as you look at what the Braves are, and more importantly, we talked about what the Braves aren't, you're never as good as you are when everything's going great. You're never as bad as you are when it's all going wrong. And somewhere in between, we kind of find out who this team is. And when you go through those really, really challenging times, a lot of times you will find yourself better off and better prepared for games like this, series like this, and of course, when it doesn't get any bigger than October, which a lot of these guys know about, and a lot of other guys on this team would like to go experience because they haven't either been able to do it in a while or they've never done it before.
Good stuff, Grant. Noah Cunha in the lineup tonight. Chris Sale on the hill. Let's finish these dudes off. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Thank you again.
Thanks, guys.
All right.